This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company. As things warm up a little bit, people might be tempted to get themselves a hot pot in their gardens or their backyards or whatever, even though there are loads available, of course, at all the swimming pools right across Iceland. Time for the news in a simple form of Icelandic. Oithskilith with Bjarni once again. Hello.
Hi, góðan dag.
And we're talking then today about this report about the hot pots and their popularity. So you can follow along with the text, of course, and hopefully improve your Icelandic. That text available, linked to on a page accompanying the show from RÚV English Radio. And we shall start under that video, which will play if you click on it. You're very welcome to. But the text under the video of one of those hot pots.
Já. Heitir pottar rjúka út og framleiðandi segir söluna hafa aukist 35% á milli ára. Annað fyrirtæki átti metsöludag ársins á páskadag. Heilsubylting með landsmanna og gott veður gætu verið hluti af skýringunni. Ari Steinn Kristjánsson, framkvæmdastjóri heitir pottar.is, segir mikla aukningu í sölu á heitum pottum. Metdagur var hjá fyrirtækinu á páskadag. Við seldum tæplega 200 potta á einum degi. Þetta var rosaleg traffík. Mesti stemningsdagur sem ég hef upplifað. Algjör kyrsla. Sömu sögu að segja hjá trefjum sem framleiða heita potta. Við Íslendingar eru miklir pottormar og það fer vel okkur í heita vatninu okkar. En ég held nú að þessi aukning undanfarið sé kannski líka góða veðrið og hvað við erum vongóð gott sumar.
Okay, let's go back to the start and go through this line by line.
Heitir pottar rjúka út og framleiðandi segir söluna hafa aukist 35% á milli ára. So the hot pots, like we call them, or jacuzzis maybe would be more so international term.
Yes.
But we like this term. Actually, I heard once that this term came from Laugardalslaug.
Okay.
When, I'm not sure if it's true, but at least the hot pots in Laugardalslaug are round, you know.
Oh, I see.
So they are really like a casserole, if you like.
They are like pots, yes. Although I had a friend here from the UK a few weeks ago, and she kept calling them pods. Hot pods.
Okay, that can...
Maybe that can take off as well.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah. But I heard at least when Laugardalslaug was opened, I think back in 68 or around that time, somebody at the opening said, oh, this is just like a hot pot boiling, you know, like, at the stove.
Yeah, I've always thought of them as that.
Yeah.
That's so strange. Okay.
So, and therefore, it's totally... It's the first we would think of in Icelandic to call this thing. So a big basin, or not too big though, that you can even have at home with hot water in.
Yes.
To bathe with friends and family and so on. So the term is simply heitir pottar. Rjúka út, yeah, they run themselves out. Mm-hmm. They are so popular. And the manufacturer says that they have sold, or the selling has gone up by 35% between the last 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so this is a lot.
That's a lot. That's more than a third in the last year.
Yeah. Annað fyrirtæki átti metsöludag ársins á páskadag. Another company had the best selling day of the year at Easter Sunday, or Easter Day, as we call it also. Heilsubylting meðal landsmanna og gott veður gætu verið hluti af skýringunni. So a health revolution, if we translate it literally, among the countrymen or people in Iceland and good weather could be part of the explanation. So why are so many still buying? Because there are already so many that have one.
Yes.
So there are still so many buying one.
Do you have one?
No, actually
not. We don't.
Yeah. No.
So there's still room to grow.
Yeah, exactly. And of course it depends on how you live and if you have your own garden and But quite a lot have already, but more are adding. So that's nice. Ari Steinn Kristjánsson, framkvæmdastjóri heitir pottar.is, segir mikla aukningu í sölu á heitum pottum. So Mr. Ari Steinn, he is the like the CEO of the heitir pottar.is, the website, and exactly we just say the punktur for the dot.
Punturis.
Yeah, punktur and then is. Says there's a lot of increase in the sale of hot pots. Met dagur var hjá fyrirtækinu á páskadag. So a all record day was at the company on Easter Sunday. Við seldum tæplega 200 potta á einum degi. We sold almost 200 pots in one day. Þetta var rosaleg traffic. This was a immense traffic. And exactly, we used traffic in meaning of just lots of people, going on, not necessarily by car and so on.
No, I think that's understood in English as well. Yeah. You talk about traffic.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not lots of things going on.
Yes.
Mesti stemningsdagur sem ég hef upplifað algjör kyrsla. So it's a real, it was the biggest, so what would you say, like the mood, yeah, it was the... Everybody is in the biggest mood ever I have seen or experienced.
Yes.
And it was a total, well, he says that you could say in Icelandic, algjör kyrsla, total driving. So it was everything in full drive, you could say.
Top gear.
Top gear.
Maybe, yes.
All day long. Yes. Imagine to sell 200 in a day.
In a day?
Yeah, it must have been quite... Yeah. And it's not like you're buying a small thing. You're buying so it must take a bit of time to finish each
sale. For sure. Yeah.
Sömu sögu að segja hjá trefjum sem framleiða heita potta. The same story can be said at trefjar that also manufacture hot pots. Við Íslendingar eru miklir pottormar og það fer vel okkur í heita vatninu okkar. We Icelanders, and here we come to a special word that is, not easy to translate. We are a real potworms.
Potworms?
Potworms.
Yeah.
Talking about pottormar is either has been used for kids running around, you know, doing tricks, playing and making fun and that can be pottormar. But then of course the reference to pot something is also here meaning people who like to stay for a long time in the hot pot. So, but it's funny, the original word is pottormur, so the worm that inhabits or lives in the pot. Yeah.
You can imagine. I hope there aren't any worms in the hot pot.
Yeah, exactly.
Be very nice, would it?
Yeah, not in the hot pot.
No.
But you can maybe imagine in the old Icelandic farms.
Yes.
What lived in the pots there, you know, at the stove.
Yes.
Could have been a bit.
Yeah, I don't want to think about
no,
that.
No, exactly. But that's exactly, you know, it's all full of life
somehow. Yes,
enjoying themselves. Okay. And það fer vel okkur and we feel very comfortable in our hot water.
Yes, yes we do.
Yeah. En ég held nú að þessi aukning undanfarið sé kannski líka góða veðrið og hvað við vongóð gott sumar. But I think that this increase of late or lately is maybe also the good weather and how hopeful we are about good summer.
So that is the story of the Icelanders' increasing love affair with the hot pot. 200 in one day.
Absolutely.
link to that story then on the page accompanying the show from Roof English Radio as ever. We'll talk again next week. Thank you, Bjarni.
Tack.
Roof English Radio. My name's Darren Adam and you can get in touch with us anytime. We're english@ruv.is.
There is more from Roof English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. Roof English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Roof.